Michael, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Tony. How are you?
When I saw the story, I asked my kids to spell sesquicentennial, and they couldn't do it. I can't even say it, so much less spell. Well, tell us about the Lansing sesquicentennial.
Well, the sesquicentennial was Lansing's 150th birthday, which was actually in 2009. And during that entire year, we had events which went throughout the year. And then our last objective was to have a gift to the community, and that was determined to be a sculpture, and it took 9 months to fabricate it, so we're now at the point where it's been shipped from California, and we're ready to have it installed.
All right. Well, the Sesquicentennial Foundation Incorporated, as well as the Rotary Club of Lansing, has gotten together with internationally known sculptor James Russell. Now, I've seen some photos of this. I'm telling you what, Michael, it's a fascinating fixture, and it's going to take a little time to put together. And that process starts today, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, it arrives this morning, and first it will be uncrated. It's in two sections and has to be put together and then installed in the location, which is right along the Grand River. We, as a part of the project, we had a foundation commissioned, and so that's where we are. The foundation work is done, and we're at the installation part.
Well, the sculpture is 20 feet tall. It weighs more than 2,000 pounds, and several flatbed trucks are bringing the pieces here today, and it looks like the weather is going to hold out for you, from what I understand. Are the pieces here yet?
My understanding is 7 o'clock.
Okay. Well, this is a $300,000 project. Tell us a little bit about what the piece looks like. What are people going to see when they head downtown?
Well, the best I can do is describe it as perhaps the cancer symbol, but not rounded. And that's, I guess, if I were to describe something that people could most identify with, it would be that. But what's interesting about this sculpture is if you and I are on the opposite sides of it, we do not see the same object. And as you walk around it, the shape changes. So it's really quite a fascinating art piece.
It'll be located between the City Market and the Lansing Center along the Grand River Walkway. It's a $300,000 project, and we should see that completed by the end of the day. I'm going to get down there tomorrow when they're done and check that out. Fascinating, great work in raising that money. Michael, what motivated you to put something special to mark the sesquicentennial?
Well, I just thought it would be appropriate for us to leave a permanent monument for that type of celebration, and in particular a sculpture, because Lansing really has a lack of first-class public art. And what we were hopeful would be that this would stimulate additional art along, and by art I mean sculptures along the riverfront. So it would be a stimulus for not only other sculptures, but we also thought that this would be the opportunity for us to capitalize on the wonderful asset we have in the Grand River and encourage people to come down and see and visit downtown Lansing and help in the revitalization of the downtown, as we've been watching recently.
All right. We really appreciate your time today. I can't wait to get down there and see it. It should be a pretty cool, fascinating thing. We encourage people to head downtown and check it out. We have been just seeing a great growth the last 5-10 years of what's going on in downtown Lansing, and this is a cool thing. Michael Harrison is the Lansing Rotarian who's headed up the Sesquicentennial Sculpture Committee. Thanks so much for your time.
And you're doing great with that pronunciation. Thank you, Tony.